Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. As the green trend continues and people everywhere become more eco-conscious, many are looking for ways to reduce their carbon footprints. Specifically, they look to reduce the amount of energy they use, or better yet, get their power from an alternative energy source like the sun. But as great as solar energy systems sound, turning off lights and installing energy-efficient windows is somewhat more financially feasible for most homeowners. That's where the new Milwaukee Shine Solar PACE loan program comes in to help with the large upfront costs of installing solar systems. Andrea Lukey is the project manager for Milwaukee Shines, the city's solar energy program. Eric Schambarger is the acting director of environmental sustainability for the city. They joined Lake Effect's Stephanie Lecce in studio to discuss the PACE program, and Schambarger describes the typical barriers to going solar.
The single biggest barrier to people installing solar is the upfront cost. If people in this economy may not have the couple thousand dollars laying around to do this sort of work, and if they do, it might not be the first thing that they're wanting to spend that money on, given the other immediacy of paying off credit card bills and other things that they have on their plate. And so what we are trying to do is address that upfront cost and create a structure where we will finance those upfront costs and allow them to spread, the homeowner to spread payments out over several years while they recoup the energy savings and the savings from the energy that they produce from solar.
Right. It's easy to say, oh, yes, you'll save this much money over 10 years. It'll pay for itself. But when you have to put all that money up front, it makes it a bit of a challenge.
Right. And solar energy systems, they can cost upward to $20,000, $30,000. And who has that kind of money lying around? So, sure, you might have enough money to replace your windows or increase your insulation or do some caulking or some weather stripping. But practically nobody has the money to install a solar energy, solar electric or solar hot water system on the roof.
That's another issue that we wanted to address, and something we've seen is that a lot of homeowners may not stay in their house for 10 or 15 or 20 years to see the whole investment repay for itself. And so we needed to create a financing structure that allowed the repayment to stick with the property rather than the homeowner. So it's not we're looking at attaching these loans again to the property so that if the homeowner moves, they're only responsible for the payments that they were scheduled to get while they lived in the house.
All right. Well, let's talk about this financing instrument that this program has created that will make it easier for homeowners. How is it different than just a straight up regular loan?
Well, it's different because, as Eric said, it's attached to the property. And so what this means is a homeowner can borrow money and then pay back the loan through their property taxes, either on a monthly basis or annually, as they do with their property taxes. What's unique about this program is that it's attached to the property. So when a person moves, the new resident of the home will continue with the repayments up to 15 years.
Which is good, too, because these solar systems last up to 30 years, you were saying?
Yeah, 30 years, sometimes more.
And so, Eric, obviously this isn't something everyone has to do, but certainly if you want to, you can apply for the program.
Yeah, that's right. This is a voluntary program. If you agree to the terms of the program, you repay the loan as a special charge on the property tax bill. But this program is being funded through a grant, and there is no property tax implication at all for it. So we really have been innovative in not only finding a new way to use money and put it to good use, but it is not property taxpayer funded at all.
So why is the city getting involved? Why create Milwaukee Shines? Why is the city trying to encourage homeowners to install these solar energy systems in their homes?
Well, Milwaukee is very interested in both energy efficiency and solar energy because we see the potential it has to transform our economy around the notion of green jobs overall. You know, we see this as a win-win-win, where we are improving the environment, reducing homeowners' energy use, creating green jobs, and improving the housing stock. So we see this as the next big industry. We're keeping jobs. They're local here. They can't be outsourced. And so we want to get ahead of the game. As other parts of the country race to establish themselves as leaders, we want to establish ourselves as leaders in this and show that Milwaukee is innovative.
Although we're not the first to implement this type of property-assessed clean energy financing mechanism, we are one of the first. And this is due to the encouragement by the White House, the encouragement through the U.S. Department of Energy, through the Milwaukee Shine Solar America Cities program, Mayor Tom Barrett. There's a lot of leadership that's pushing us toward creating programs like this to help reduce the upfront barriers of going solar and improving the energy efficiency of homes.
Yeah, and we're really looking to create good paying jobs with this. I mean, as you install solar energy or energy efficiency, I mean, these are the types of jobs that require some skill to do them. And so in consequence, there tend to be good paying jobs. And that's exactly what we need in this community and this climate right now.
Well, and that's encouraged, too, in how the homeowner has to go about this applying for this program. They have to get two quotes from two different installers, I guess you want to say, on a pre-approved list. And I'm assuming that the companies on this list are going to be local, either Milwaukee or Wisconsin-based. So again, keeping those jobs here.
Right. Just last year, for example, there were very few Milwaukee-based installers. And due to the efforts of the MREA, the Midwest Renewable Energy Association, and Milwaukee Shines, our solar coach, we've created and conducted maybe 60, 70 new workshops to really increase the skill level of our local installer base. And our installers are, yes, they have to be at a certain level, a skill level, and they need to be bonded and insured. They have to be on the full service Focus on Energy installer list. But this is really good for them because we're increasing the demand. And without a program like this, there may not be as much encouragement for people to go solar.
Now, you had talked before about how this program had not only taken into account some of the White House recommendations and initiatives, but also has looked at other cities across the country, including, I think, Boulder, Colorado, and Berkeley, California. Tell me about what aspects of those programs appealed to you here, and which ones were implemented into Milwaukee Shines.
Our program manual sort of details some of the highlights, some of the best practices from different cities that have implemented this PACE program. As you mentioned, Berkeley was the first, and then there was Boulder and Palm Desert, California, Sonoma County, California. A lot of very progressive cities have implemented this PACE type of program. Milwaukee is probably the first big Midwest city with a manufacturing past that isn't known to be on the forefront of many of these environmental issues. So we looked at these different programs and we selected what we thought were the best mechanisms to administer for the Milwaukee program. And, you know, for example, with Berkeley, we knew that we had to implement an energy efficiency program in conjunction with the solar energy program. We also knew that we needed to set it up so that people could pay back their loans early if they wanted to. So there's a lot of different things that we learned through researching other cities.
And the program so far is going to be small. I think that there will be between 9 and 12 grants.
We're starting with a smaller pool of money and starting with solar. It's a little bit simpler, but we do hope to launch the Milwaukee Energy Efficiency Initiative later this summer, which will be doing hundreds or potentially thousands of homes. One thing I wanted to note is that, you know, Mayor Barrett several years ago had us researching innovative ways to finance energy efficiency and solar. There's a lot of different models out there. We settled on this one right now, given that that's what's currently allowed in Wisconsin under state law. But we really do appreciate the progressive leadership the mayor and the Milwaukee Common Council has shown in allowing us to try this program. So we are starting small, and we hope that that will give us an opportunity to learn from it and roll out a much bigger program as we go forward.
And of course, as you said before, you know, starting with the solar, obviously these are going to be bigger loans each time, given the high upfront costs of solar versus just being energy efficient, as Andrea said earlier.
Right, and that's why we can only offer maybe 9 to 12 loans, because the average size of the loans will be $10,000, $12,000, as opposed to the energy efficiency loans, which will be much smaller. So this is a program to test out some of the mechanics, to see what aspects of the program work, so that when we do scale it up, we're ready to go.
Well, so tell me, if a homeowner is listening to this right now and they're going, this is very interesting, how do I get involved in this? How can they apply for the program?
Well, they can go to the MilwaukeeShines.com website and download a program manual. There is a program manual for installers, a program manual for homeowners, as well as some documentation that highlights the rationale behind the PACE program. And there is also a loan application that they can complete with instructions. We are accepting applications now and will begin reviewing applications on May 1st.
Now, for installers hearing about this or companies that maybe are considering getting involved in solar installation, what can installers take from this program?
Well, an increased demand. That's what they can take away from it. Hopefully, higher level standards for installers, more opportunities. We will be conducting workshops to help increase their skill set with regard to calculating the basic structural loads of houses and buildings. So there's going to be some new training opportunities because we're starting to require the installers are bonded and insured. We're also asking that installers are a little bit more knowledgeable about basic structural calculations. So there's opportunities to improve their skill set.
Well, let me say, Andrea, Eric, thank you both so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Andrea Lukey is the project manager for Milwaukee Shines, the City of Milwaukee's solar energy program. Eric Schamberger is the acting director of environmental sustainability for the City of Milwaukee. They spoke with Stephanie Lecce. The city will be kicking off the Solar Hot Water Business Council, an offshoot of Milwaukee Shines, at the Green Energy Summit Friday afternoon. There's more information about the summit coming up next on the program. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.